This is Fresh Air. On her first two albums, the singer and songwriter Sam Phillips established herself as a cult star, prone to quirky melodies and off-kilter, often abstract lyrics. On her new release, Martinis and Bikinis, Phillips is making more accessible music, drawing from an obvious, if unexpected, source. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
We don't want lives of steel. We don't want hearts that feel. We want to live above it all. I feel you closing in. A target on my skin.
Somehow, even when Sam Phillips is singing about a secure relationship, as she is there on When I Fall, she sounds full of foreboding and dread. This is actually one of her most attractive traits. It gives her music a constant tension and release. And it works the other way. When she's being needy and vulnerable, there's an underlying strength supporting that vulnerability. You can hear this in the fuzzy assertiveness of her voice, the way she makes assertions as if they were apologies, and then gets angry at her own ambivalence.
Left my conscience like a crying child. Locked the doors behind me, put the pain on fire. Broken like a window, I assume my blindness now. And I need love, not some sentimental prison.
The other thing you should understand about Martinis and Bikinis is that it's practically an album-long homage to the Beatles. That song, I Need Love, summons up melody lines and the tone the Beatles achieved on Rubber Soul and Sgt. Pepper, but the lyrics are completely Phillips' own. What other rock singer has ever sung sentiments like, I need love, not some sentimental prison, I need God, not the political church? But then sometimes Phillips speaks much more directly to us, as on a song that sounds like an instant classic to me, called Baby I Can't Please You.
Baby, I can't please you. I can't please you. Baby, ooh, baby, baby, I can't please you. I can't please you. Baby, ooh. Every time you start to criticize, I can see the misery in your eyes. You say I make your pain, but you're trying to turn the blame.
Sam Phillips started her career as a gospel singer and shared an evangelical Christian faith with the man she married, the Texas-born, L.A.-based singer-songwriter T-Bone Burnett. Burnett has produced Martinis and Bikinis, and the music has much of the Bob Dylan-derived wordiness and aimless expansiveness that characterizes his own records. But Sam Phillips gives a shape and purpose to her music that is beyond Burnett. Just a line in Baby I Can't Please You like, "You say love when you mean control," opens up a whole world of ideas and arguments. Like few other performers who claim to be after the truth, Sam Phillips actually seems to have a handle on it.
Sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. Had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Get Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. We'll feature an interview with Sam Phillips on the next edition of our show. This is Fresh Air.